Although EEG biomarkers cannot diagnose psychological disorders, they can help inform drug selection. When symptoms have a sudden onset or there are two or more treatment failures, an EEG could provide clues about what the initial assessment missed or a mismatch between a patient's brain function and prescribed drugs. Physicians should exercise caution when prescribing drugs known to exacerbate EEG biomarkers associated with their patient's symptoms. Kleineff. This case involves a 28-year-old male who presented with progressive irritability and explosive anger episodes that emerged following sequential trials of two antidepressants and subsequently a psychostimulant. Before pharmacological intervention, the patient exhibited baseline tension and emotional reactivity, though aggressive behaviors remained infrequent. Electroencephalographic evaluation revealed significant frontal and central high beta activity with concurrent spindling excessive beta patterns, indicative of elevated cortical excitability and dysregulated arousal mechanisms. The EEG further demonstrated increased frontal theta activity and reduced sensorimotor rhythm, findings consistent with compromised inhibitory gating and increased vulnerability to emotional dysregulation. Family observations during medication trials noted the patient became energized yet emotionally unstable, displaying rapid escalation from minor frustrations to verbal outbursts and physical agitation. Comprehensive assessment identified frontal alpha asymmetry and disorganized resting state alpha activity, corresponding to chronic affective instability and impaired modulation of approach-motivated anger responses. As medication dosages increased, these pre-existing neurophysiological vulnerabilities showed marked potentiation. The patient reported subjective experiences of feeling excessively activated and primed for aggressive responses. This manifested behaviorally as hostile verbal exchanges with colleagues and two documented episodes of property damage within his home environment. Growing concern about the potential loss of behavioral control prompted patient-initiated medication discontinuation. The clinical presentation of intensified rage responses, heightened emotional reactivity, and deteriorating self-regulatory capacity following administration of activating medications aligned closely with the observed EEG profile demonstrating excessive arousal states, reduced frontal inhibitory function, and pronounced vulnerability to paradoxical activation responses. 6. Cortical hyperarousal patterns. We will examine 6 distinct electroencephalographic patterns associated with cortical hyperarousal states and their clinical implications for aggressive behavior, emotional dysregulation, and paradoxical responses to psychotropic medications. These neurophysiological markers include excess frontal and central high beta activity linked to behavioral disinhibition, spindling excessive beta patterns predicting paradoxical activation, elevated frontal theta activity associated with explosive aggression, frontal alpha asymmetry correlating with anger-driven approach behaviors, diminished sensorimotor rhythm indicating weak inhibitory gating, and poorly organized alpha rhythms reflecting emotional instability. Each pattern represents a specific vulnerability in arousal regulation and inhibitory control systems that can be significantly exacerbated by activating medications such as stimulants and certain antidepressants. Understanding these EEG biomarkers provides critical insight into why certain individuals experience severe irritability, rage episodes, or aggressive outbursts when treated with medications that increase catecholaminergic activity or cortical arousal. The convergent evidence from ADHD, substance use disorder, and intermittent explosive disorder research demonstrates that these patterns transcend specific diagnostic categories and instead represent transdiagnostic markers of arousal dysregulation that directly inform medication selection and predict treatment-related adverse effects. Excess frontal and central high beta activity associated with antisocial and aggressive behavior. Research examining the neurophysiological correlates of aggressive behavior has identified excessive beta power as a significant biomarker. Adults presenting with ADHD symptoms who engaged in delinquent behavior demonstrated significantly elevated beta power across frontal, central, and parietal regions compared to their non-delinquent ADHD counterparts. Researchers have concluded that excessive beta power represents a risk factor for delinquent behavior in adults with ADHD symptomatology, particularly in a hyper-aroused, behaviorally disinhibited subgroup. This pattern of elevated beta power extends beyond ADHD populations. It serves as a marker of disinhibitory, externalizing risk, as evidenced by findings that alcohol-dependent adults exhibit increased resting beta power compared with controls, consistent with hyperexcitability and behavioral disinhibition characteristic of externalizing disorders. These converging findings support the understanding that prominent high beta activity at rest identifies a hyperaroused, disinhibited phenotype where administration of activating medications such as stimulants or activating antidepressants may further potentiate irritability or aggressive acting out behaviors. Spindling excessive beta and paradoxical activation responses. The phenomenon of spindling excessive beta, characterized by frontocentral spindle-like high-frequency beta activity, has emerged as a distinct EEG phenotype associated with insomnia and impulsivity hyperactivity, suggesting an arousal system abnormality that transcends specific diagnostic categories. Subsequent replication research confirmed that individuals exhibiting spindling and excessive beta demonstrated increased impulse control problems and elevated false positive responses on behavioral inhibition tasks, establishing this pattern as a transdiagnostic marker of impulse control difficulties. A comprehensive deep learning study further elucidated that spindling excessive beta probability and frontocentral beta power were associated with poor sleep maintenance and reduced daytime impulse control, while also serving as treatment prediction markers, with these patterns predicting remission to methylphenidate in ADHD and remission to antidepressant medication in depression in a drug-specific manner. These findings establish spindling excessive beta as both a biomarker of hyperarousal and poor inhibitory control and a treatment prediction marker for stimulants and antidepressants. In clients presenting with strong spindling excessive beta patterns, aggressive paradoxical activation responses to stimulants or activating antidepressants would align with expected neurophysiological vulnerabilities. Related research in stimulant prediction has demonstrated that quantitative EEG and event-related potential measures predicted both clinical gains and acute side effects of stimulants in pediatric ADHD with high accuracy, with side effect risk specifically linked to EEG spectral patterns, including fast oscillatory activity. Additionally, both slow and fast EEG oscillations, including beta frequencies, have shown predictive value for methylphenidate response in ADHD populations. Elevated frontal theta activity and under-controlled impulsivity with explosive aggression. Comprehensive reviews of electroencephalographic findings in ADHD consistently identify elevated frontal and central theta activity and increased theta-beta ratios as robust neurophysiological markers linked to inattention and executive dysfunction. In neurotypical adults, elevated frontal theta to beta ratios correlate with reduced trait attentional control and greater deterioration of attention under stress, indicating compromised top-down control mechanisms. Clinical investigations in ADHD populations similarly demonstrate that theta to beta elevations at midline sites correspond with executive dysfunction severity and overall ADHD symptom burden. The relationship between these EEG patterns and aggressive behavior becomes particularly evident in intermittent explosive disorder, where EEG abnormalities, including low-frequency alterations over frontal sites, have been documented in individuals experiencing uncontrollable, impulsive aggressive attacks. Synthesizing findings across ADHD and intermittent explosive disorder research reveals that elevated frontal theta and high theta-beta ratios identify neural systems already compromised in attentional and inhibitory control capacities. When stimulants or activating antidepressants are introduced to such systems, they may increase behavioral drive without adequately enhancing control mechanisms, precipitating rage episodes or explosive outbursts. Frontal alpha asymmetry and anger-related aggressive approach behaviors. Frontal alpha asymmetry, typically calculated as right minus left alpha power with higher values indicating greater relative left frontal activation due to the inverse relationship between alpha power and cortical activity, has emerged as a critical marker of anger-related neural processes. Research has demonstrated that state anger can be associated with either left or right frontal activation depending on contextual factors, while confirming that asymmetrical frontal cortical activity remains closely tied to anger experience and its regulation, with distinct patterns predicting anger expression versus withdrawal responses. Earlier foundational work established that relative left frontal activation, manifested as reduced left alpha power, correlates with state anger and behavioral aggression, particularly when anger involves approach-motivated states. These investigations support the understanding that pronounced frontal alpha asymmetry, especially patterns reflecting anger-related frontal activation, marks individuals whose approach to driving in anger contexts can be particularly strong. When pharmacological agents increase approach system activation, as occurs with certain antidepressants and stimulants, this can further facilitate anger expression and aggressive behaviors in individuals exhibiting such asymmetry patterns. Low sensorimotor rhythm and weak inhibitory gating with high reactivity. Experimental evidence regarding the sensorimotor rhythm provides clear documentation that this rhythm indexes inhibitory gating within thalamocortical motor sensory circuits. The sensorimotor rhythm has been characterized as a functional gate mechanism representing a thalamic inhibitory gate that reduces excitability in afferent and efferent sensorimotor pathways when the rhythm is present, based on converging animal and human data. Researchers trained epileptic patients to increase a 12 to 14 Hz sensorimotor rhythm over the rolandic area, hypothesizing that this rhythm was related to motor inhibitory processes, and demonstrated that sensorimotor rhythm biofeedback training was associated with meaningful reductions in seizure frequency. If adequate sensorimotor rhythm reflects effective inhibitory gating and motor calm, then low or poorly developed sensorimotor rhythm suggests weak gating mechanisms and heightened excitability. In neural systems with compromised sensorimotor rhythm, medications that boost catecholamines or otherwise increase cortical activation may more readily produce overreactivity, agitation, or aggressive outbursts. Poorly organized alpha rhythms and emotional instability with inhibitory control problems. The alpha rhythm is associated with emotional regulation. Research has shown that alpha rhythm features in healthy adults correlate with emotional stability versus anxiety, with more robust alpha organization associated with greater emotional stability and altered alpha patterns associated with heightened anxiety states. Comprehensive integrative reviews have concluded that motivation, emotion, and inhibitory control are closely mirrored in brain oscillatory patterns, with alpha oscillations exhibiting both synchrony and organizational features, playing key roles in inhibitory processes and regulation. In contrast, disturbances in these oscillatory patterns, including alpha abnormalities, are linked to increased anxiety, impulsivity, and dysregulated emotional responding. Therefore, poor alpha organization or unstable alpha patterns indicate both state and trait emotional instability, as well as impaired inhibitory control mechanisms. In clients presenting with such neurophysiological backgrounds, medications that acutely shift arousal and monoaminergic tone can magnify emotional lability, sometimes manifesting as severe rage or marked irritability rather than the intended mood improvements. The psychopharmacology of paradoxical rage and hyperarousal. Understanding the neurobiological rationale for treatment selection. Client F's paradoxical escalation of rage and aggressive outbursts on both antidepressants and psychostimulants provides a clear pharmacologic signal that catecholaminergic activation and early SSRI activation may be aggravating an already hyperadrenergic, poorly gated arousal system. In such neurophysiological profiles, therapeutic agents that dampen central noradrenergic drive or enhance cortical inhibitory tone typically prove more effective as initial interventions than medications that further raise synaptic concentrations of serotonin, dopamine, or norepinephrine. Alpha-2A adrenergic agonists as first-line interventions. The most practical first step typically involves an alpha-2A adrenergic agonist, with guanfacine extended release as the primary choice because it reduces presynaptic norepinephrine release and, crucially, strengthens prefrontal cortical network firing by inhibiting cyclic AMP-HCN channel signaling at postsynaptic alpha-2A receptors. This mechanism is conserved across species and directly links to improvements in top-down control under stress conditions. In child and adolescent populations with externalizing symptoms where hyperarousal and oppositionality are prominent features, randomized trials demonstrate that guanfacine XR reduces hyperactivity and impulsivity while also lowering oppositional behaviors and irritability, effects that often correspond with reductions in aggressive episodes. Clonidine, acting through the same receptor family, represents a reasonable alternative when sedation and autonomic dampening are desired therapeutic effects. In client F's medication history, where stimulants worsened affective lability and anger, shifting from catecholamine-enhancing agents to an alpha-2A agonist is both mechanistically coherent and empirically defensible. Beta-adrenergic blockade for adrenergic surge phenomena. When rage episodes retain a strong adrenergic or surge phenotype characterized by tachycardia, diaphoresis, and tremulousness, adding a centrally acting beta-adrenergic antagonist can further blunt the peripheral central feedback loop that sustains explosive outbursts. Propranolol, which readily crosses the blood-brain barrier, has repeatedly demonstrated reductions in violent and assaultive behavior in controlled trials among neurologically injured and chronically aggressive patients. Systematic reviews in acquired brain injury support beta blockade for agitation and aggression, while calling for more high-quality trials. A recent randomized, double-blind pilot combining propranolol with clonidine demonstrated safety and improvement in features of sympathetic hyperactivity, reinforcing the rationale for adrenergic dampening when arousal drives the behavior. Small modern crossover data in autism spectrum disorder also report clinically meaningful reductions in severe, chronic aggression at higher propranolol doses, albeit with the usual caveats about sample size and monitoring requirements. Mood-stabilizing anticonvulsants for impulsive aggression. For patients whose aggression is predominantly impulsive, characterized by sudden, affect-laden, poorly premeditated acts, mood-stabilizing anticonvulsants are supported by randomized evidence. D-valproex valproate has reduced impulsive aggression in cluster B personality pathology and in intermittent explosive disorder through its multimodal actions, including enhanced GABAergic signaling, dampening of high-frequency neuronal firing via sodium channel effects, and epigenetic modulation at therapeutic concentrations. These mechanisms can stabilize cortical excitability without the activating liability of stimulants or the akathisia risk of some serotonergic antidepressants. Oxcarbazepine represents another option with a double-blind, placebo-controlled trial showing benefit in adults with clinically significant impulsive aggression. As a sodium channel modulating agent, it can reduce paroxysmal reactivity with a side effect profile distinct from that of valproate. Reserved use of atypical antipsychotics. When aggression is severe, persistent, or accompanied by broader irritability and affective discontrol, short-term use of an atypical antipsychotic, most often low-dose risperidone, can be justified by randomized evidence demonstrating robust reductions in aggression and related disruptive behaviors. However, this choice carries well-known metabolic and extrapyramidal liabilities. It is best reserved for refractory cases or as a time-limited bridge while antiadrenergic or mood-stabilizing strategies take effect. Medications to avoid or approach with caution. In alignment with avoiding what worsened client F's presentation, it is reasonable to defer or minimize further trials of SSRIs, SNRIs, and amphetamine class stimulants at the outset, because early SSRI activation can include irritability, agitation, and aggression in a subset of patients. Meta-analytic evidence suggests that irritability risk is disproportionately associated with amphetamine-derived stimulants compared with methylphenidate, even though stimulants often reduce aggression in other contexts. Benzodiazepines also deserve particular caution as paradoxical disinhibition and worsened agitation are documented, particularly in brain-injured or highly aroused patients, making them a poor fit for the client F pattern except in carefully titrated, short-term, clearly indicated scenarios. Recommended pharmacologic sequencing strategy. Taken together, a pharmacologic sequence for a client F-like presentation would begin with alpha-2A agonist monotherapy, such as guanfacine XR, to improve prefrontal control and autonomic stability. If adrenergic storm features dominate, clinicians should add or swap to propranolol for additional autonomic dampening. When impulsive aggression persists despite these interventions, layering in a mood-stabilizing anticonvulsant such as divalproex or oxcarbazepine becomes appropriate. Brief, low-dose risperidone should be reserved for severe or refractory aggression, always with careful medical monitoring and dose titration to minimize adverse effects. Key takeaways. 1. Client F's EEG hyperarousal profile, consisting of frontal high beta, spindling excessive beta, low SMR, and elevated frontal theta signals, risks paradoxical agitation and aggression on stimulants and activating antidepressants. 2. First-line psychopharmacology should reduce noradrenergic drive and strengthen prefrontal control, preferring alpha-2A agonists such as guanfacine ER, with clonidine as an alternative, via CAMP-HCN inhibition. 3. When outbursts have an adrenergic surge signature, a lipophilic beta blocker such as propranolol can blunt central and peripheral sympathetic amplification. 4. For persistent impulsive aggression, use mood-stabilizing anticonvulsants such as divalproex, valproate, or oxcarbazepine, with lithium reserved for severe trait-level aggression. 5. Pair medication with neurofeedback that uptrains SMR at 12 to 15 Hz, downtrains excess high beta, and organizes resting alpha to strengthen inhibitory gating and reduce hyperarousal.